You're listening to an AppleBiz podcast.
Hello there. Thank you for giving this podcast a listen. Hey, my name is Thomas Dunville. I go by the name of Nanomouse. In this podcast, I'm going to show you how to set up the back tap on iOS. Now, this is going to be a really huge benefit and helpful for some of us that want to use the back tap as a touch gesture. Yes, you're now able to assign back tap. Essentially, on your phone, we have been used to doing swipes, ups and downs, and different variations, right? Well, now you can just tap the back of your phone. No, there's no button on the back of your phone. It's just a simple just tap, tap, or a three tap, 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 and they will detect that, and you can assign any kind of touch gesture to those taps. And yes, it will work with cases. I have a nice little OtterBox on my phone now, and it seemed to work just fine. However, there is a caveat in a Catch 22. You will need a 10S model or later, or an SE 2020. That's the only downfall, but if you have those devices, you can go ahead and set this up. So let me show you how to do this. We're going to head on over to the native Apple settings.
Settings.
And do a double tap here.
Settings.
Once here, we're going to swipe into accessibility.
Accessibility button.
Double tap.
Accessibility features help you customize your iPhone.
And we'll get to the voiceover.
Vision. Heading. Voiceover. On. Button.
Double tap.
Voiceover. On.
And we're going to swipe until we get to commands.
Commands. Button.
Double tap.
All commands. Button.
And we're going to go to the right until we get to touch gestures.
Touch gestures. Button.
Double tap.
Tap. One finger. Heading.
And it's a long way down. My recommendation is go to the very bottom and then work your way up. It's a little closer there than if you were to swipe, swipe, swipe. So we'll go down until we get to back tap.
Back tap. Heading.
There she is. You can also access this by headings. If you have headings set up, you can just do it by heading till you get to back tap. Then go to the right.
Double tap the back of your iPhone. Home.
As you can hear, now this is set up for me. I have it set up to home. So if I were to back tap, double tap the backside, it'll take me to the home screen. This is the same feature if I were to use the flick up to get to the home. Same thing. And as usual, you just double tap this if you want to assign something different. You just double tap this.
Cancel button.
And if you're not familiar, there are lots of things you can select from. So I'll just give you kind of a few here.
Escape. Magic tap. Perform long press. Secondary activate. Basic navigation. Move to bottom of container. Move to bottom of document. Move to first item.
And you can go through there, and there's so much you can choose from. That's how you assign that. So double tap. I have a set for home.
Selected. Home.
There it is. So it's selected. So I'm going to keep that. And just kind of an FYI at the bottom here.
Vertical scroll bar, 12 pages,
and
100%
back to the left.
Remove button.
You can remove this. So if you want to remove everything from this and don't have it assigned to anything, you could do that. Now, I'm not going to make any changes. I want to keep it as is. So I'm going to top left and hit cancel.
Cancel button.
Otherwise, you just double tap on the item that you want to select. So if you double tap that, it'll come out to this same screen.
Selected. Double tap the back of your iPhone. Home.
Okay, so it's set to home. That's what I want. And then one more to the right here.
Triple tap the back of your iPhone. Magic tap.
There's the triple tap. So I have this for magic tap, simply for phone calls. You know how hard it is to get the phone calls to hang up sometime or it doesn't recognize it. So this is what I use. I'll use a triple tap on the back, go bop, 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 and then it does the magic tap. So I either start or stop the media. But in this case, it'll hang up the phone for me. There are so many things you can assign to this. It is fantastic. I love it. And yes, you can even implement shortcuts to this, those back taps. So you can get really clever if you want to. And with shortcuts, you can perform multiple tasks to do a certain procedures that you want. So that's how to set up back tap on iOS. My name is Thomas Dunville. I always go by the name of Nanomouse. Until next time, bye bye.
This AppleBiz podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleBiz.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applebiz.com.